Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
In today's devotional, we want to talk about building a house and take it from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 8 and 11. Here's those two verses. Now therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel. That was verse 8. Now verse 11. Also the Lord tells you that he will make you a house. When David came to the throne of Israel, he soon had rest from all of his enemies. It was a glorious string of one victory after another. And when David conquered the city of Jerusalem and made it his capital and brought the Ark of the Tabernacle there, he built himself a fine palace, and he made it of the best wood. One day he looked out from his own fine home. He saw the tabernacle of God with the Ark of the Covenant there. It was a tent that represented the house of God among the people of Israel. And when he remembered that the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of God, sat inside tent curtains, the contrast bothered him. David was troubled by the thought that he lived in a nicer house than the Ark of the Covenant, which represented the presence of God. So David called his friend, the prophet Nathan, and told him that he wanted to build a temple to replace the tabernacle. More than 400 years before this, when Israel was in the wilderness, God commanded Moses to build a tent of meeting according to a specific pattern. You'll find that in Exodus chapter 25. Now, God never asked for a permanent building to replace the tent, but now David wanted to do this for God. The tent of meeting, also known as the tabernacle, was perfectly suited to Israel in the wilderness because they constantly moved on the journey from Egypt to Canaan. But now that Israel was securely in the land of Canaan and the tabernacle was in Jerusalem, David thought it was better and more appropriate to build a temple to replace the tabernacle. Now, the prophet Nathan didn't see anything wrong with such a generous heart that David had, so he told David, do it. That night, God spoke to Nathan and told him that he spoke too quickly, that really David was not to build this house for God. Instead, God promised David that he would build him a house, in the sense of establishing a dynasty for the house of David. This was an enduring legacy for David long after his death. It's a beautiful picture. David wanted to build God a temple, and God said this, thank you, David, but no thanks. Let me build you a house instead. And this was a greater promise than David's offer to God, because David's house would last longer and be more glorious than the temple that David wanted to build. The temple would be destroyed, but the house of David would live on. Now, why did God say no to David's offer? Well, it was because David was a man of war, and God wanted a man of peace to build his temple. 1 Chronicles chapter 22, starting at verse 8, explains this. It says this, but the word of the Lord came to me saying, you have shed much blood and have made great wars. You shall not build a house for my name because you have shed much blood on the earth in my sight. A son shall be born to you who shall be a man of rest. He shall build a house for my name. Now, we can learn two things about David's desire to build this temple and God's response. Actually, his two responses of no thank you, and I will build you a house. First, David learned why God did not want him to build the temple only many years later. The explanation to David that's recorded in 1 Chronicles chapter 22 came years afterwards. Perhaps it would have been too painful to David to hear the reason at the time, but until he knew, David made his soul content in God, and he said, God has a reason. He does not want me to build the temple, and I cannot know it or understand it, but I accept God's reason as wise and loving. It's from God. David satisfied himself with what he did know when there was something or so much that he didn't know. Second, we see that God honored David for what David gave him, even though David only gave it to God in his sincere intention. Now, there are some things that we want to give God, but we're prevented from giving. In these cases, God receives the intention as the gift. The important thing is for us to have the same kind of heart that David had, the heart that will say, God, you have given me so much. What can I give unto you? God grants that kind of heart to the soul that truly seeks him. Be blessed with that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.